If you want to be a good trader, then you really do need to put the effort in up front in order to succeed. So let's talk about that in this video right now. Hi traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the owner of the Forex Trading Coach, and today is Friday the 13th. So hope that's not a bad omen for you. In today's video, I want to talk about why, as Forex traders, you need to put some effort in up front, especially. You know, ongoing effort, of course, but especially if you are new to trading or you're learning a new system, you definitely need to put the time and the commitment up front, because like everything that's good, it doesn't come easy. And you know, there's so many people that tell you out there how easy Forex is to trade and how you can, you know, become a multimillionaire and double your money every month. You know, that's rubbish. You cannot do that without effort and commitment and dedication to your trading. But I can definitely tell you that if you put those in and some time and some effort and commitment and go through the good times and the bad times, then there's nothing that beats it. As you can see behind me here, I'm back at home in New Zealand. I've spent almost 2 weeks over in the UK, and you know, it's winter time over there, or being a commuter over there is just not fun, in my opinion. You know, there's a lot of sort of people there that just don't look happy. You know, the sort of mundane, getting on a train, getting on a tube, working in a high rise. It's great if that's what you like, but for me personally, it just really highlights how lucky we are in some ways to be Forex traders. But then I think about it and I think, well, you know, luck's maybe not the word to use, because, you know, if you're out there being a successful trader, then it didn't just happen by accident. You know, it took work and effort and commitment. So, you know, I look at it and think, well, yeah, that hard work pays off. But, you know, like anything, it's not easy, but there's definitely a way there to make trading work for you. Just also need to tell you a quick story about actually a client. I won't name names for obvious reasons, but you know, he's come to me after about 1 month of being through my course and say, look, you know, I have to be making 10 to 15% per month. You know, I just have to. And I've said to him, look, you know, that's realistically not going to happen to start with. Yes, sure, after several months or, you know, half a year or so, that may happen. But don't expect to be making huge amounts of money to start with. You know, you should probably take a month or two at least on a demo and prove to yourself that any new strategy or system, whatever it is, whether it's mine or anybody else's, you're able to work that and to you know, trade profitably from that. So I think it's quite dangerous that people they jump onto a new system or a strategy, and after a month or so, you know, whether they're making money or not, they're expecting to make ridiculous amounts of money so early. And you know, realistically, that's likely not to happen. So again, it comes back to that same thing. The whole theme of this video and podcast is the dedication, put the effort in. On the flip side of that, I held a webinar last night for my clients, and I've had another client who has been with me since last July, so around 7 months or so now, and he's done extremely well. And he mentioned a trade that he took on the gold US dollar pair just last week. It made an incredible 11-to-1 return. Just an amazing trade. Showed us the entries and the exit levels. It was taken on the 4-hour charts, but the difference being there's someone that's been through the course, that's put the effort in, attended all the webinars, asked lots of questions, worked out you know, a time frame that suits him, and you know, a technique within the strategy that suits him, and there's an 11-to-1 return trade. On the same webinar, I took two trades live in front of clients. They didn't quite get to those levels, but one of them was on the Euro Canadian on the 12-hour chart. That hit profit a little bit after the webinar, but within one bar, so within 12 hours, that hit profit, and it made a 2.8-to-1 trade, or in other words, a 1.4 return on my account, as I'm risking half of 1% on that account. The other trade I took is still in the market as I'm recording this. It's on the Swiss franc Japanese yen, also a 12-hour chart trade, and that's a short position. I've got a great indicator that allows you to take any time frame on MetaTrader 4 and create your own time frame. So, for instance, I can create 6-hour charts, 12-hour charts, whatever it is I'm looking at trading. For me, those longer time frame charts are great because they mean less screen time, less chart watching, and just really high returns. Like I said, the trade on the Euro CAD was a 2.8-1 trade, and it just made it beautifully. So 1.4, the franc yen is open right now at 0.7. So combined those two, that's 2.1% on my account just on those two trades that were taken live in front of clients. Compare that with some of the bank interest rates that I found last week in the UK. I had to take a picture of this one. It was a bank, I won't name them, but I went in there, looked at the interest rates on the savings accounts, and it really made me laugh. If you'd been a client of this bank for over 15 years, and if you had £50,000 in your savings account, they were going to pay you an amazing gross figure. So a gross figure of 1.5% interest per year. So you look at that and you think, well, why would anybody want to have that huge amount of money invested after being such a loyal client of this particular bank to earn 1.5% gross? And there's two trades that I took live in front of clients just yesterday that with one trade still open, that's up 2.1% just by clicking two trades. Very easy to do. It's already made more than the loyal client after 15 years is going to receive at this particular British bank in an entire year. So once again, it shows the benefit of Forex. It shows that with some effort, some dedication, some hard work, just immense benefits from trading Forex. And of course, the other thing, being on the other side of the world for the last couple of weeks, I've been able to carry on trading. It's not like a physical job where, you know, you've got to stop your income for any length of time. So that's it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed this video and podcast. If you have any comments, just email them through to me or leave them on the bottom of this video area on the discussion panel. It'll be great to help you if you do have any questions or comments. Once again, this is Andrew Mitchum from The Forex Trading Coach. Have a good day.